It used to be the case that young artists from the Valley would hone their craft, maybe get a degree in fine arts here, and then often leave. They'd go to New York or Los Angeles, maybe the Bay Area. But in its most recent show, the Scottsdale Museum of Contemporary Art is highlighting young, emerging artists who stayed. And it's an impressive group. The show Forever Becoming, Young Phoenix Artists, features 11 artists younger or near the age of 30. And they come from all different backgrounds and specialize in all different kinds of mediums. I got a tour of the new exhibition recently from curator Lauren R. O'Connell.
So with any exhibition, it usually always starts with the artists. When I moved back to Phoenix in 2017 from the Bay Area, I began doing studio visits with Phoenix-based artists and artists even that lived outside of Phoenix, but really just looking at the area where I was in the community here. You know, and also that goes to say that I was going to see other institutions' shows and see what artists they were showing. And one of the things I noticed, including going to all of the ASU MFA graduate exhibitions that they do, was that there was really incredible work coming from emerging artists here in Phoenix.
So you're sort of coming back to the Valley, you're sort of discovering the artist scene that's existing already. Were you surprised at the talent pool and the kind of stuff being created here?
To be honest, I wasn't surprised because I have lived in Phoenix before and I'm familiar with the community. I think I was actually more surprised at the fact that young artists were staying in Phoenix. So often we see that artists will come for school or a job opportunity, also curators and other people in the arts, and then they find other opportunities in the centers like Los Angeles and New York and Chicago and elsewhere. So for me, that was one of the things that really impressed on me, was that these amazing artists were staying in the Valley. They could go elsewhere. They could have amazing careers elsewhere, but they're part of this vibrant community here.
And that's something like if you don't support it, like if you don't give them this kind of opportunity, right? Like why would they stay?
Absolutely.
So let's talk about what we see first here. You've got a collection of 11 young artists. What's this first thing that we'll see? This is paintings, but there's also some neon involved.
Yes, so there are three works by Vincent Chung, and they are considered paintings, but even the paintings themselves, the canvases are ripped into sections, sewn back together. The medium he uses is really untraditional, such as olive oil and dirt, but he also uses acrylic and some more traditional mediums. And then additionally, he's adding a layer of neon light to the top.
It's quite an opener. And then you walk in and there's a lot going on here. This is many different mediums. There's a lot of different styles of art here. What was the sort of theme? Was there something bringing these artists together for you, or is this just finding the best of the best here?
So I would say that this is only a sample of the talented artists here in Phoenix, but these artists in particular were making really powerful works that have statements about personal narrative and identity, you know, our responsibility to heal humanity and the environment. And then also all of them were really excited to make new work. They had ideas that were pushing them forward. And as a contemporary art curator working with living artists, I very much like to show new work because they're part of the community. A lot of their work has been seen. So the fact that they wanted to do something that was new and unexpected and possibly even challenging themselves to push their practice further.
Yeah. Let's take a look over here.
So these are two large paintings by Pepe Salomon. And the paintings are depicting the same individual, a portrait of the same individual. His name is Bright Ntimba. And he is displayed on a really velvety, rich, imperial purple or a royal purple. He's wearing the same attire in both of the paintings. There's a fur coat, a collared shirt, a head wrap that's actually made from a space blanket, which is often used in times of emergency. But the positioning of his body is different. It's showing you different perspectives. Many people might know his work. It's very photorealistic.
I was going to say, like, honestly, I was not sure looking at these, and I'm still looking at it right now, and I cannot tell if it's a photo or a painting. This isn't painting entirely?
Yes, they're both oil on linen.
Wow.
One of the really interesting things about Pepe's practice is that Pepe himself is a refugee from Guinea. He's Liberian, but was born in Guinea when his parents fled Liberia and then later came to Arizona as a young man in high school. And for him, all of his portraits are of African refugees living in Arizona. So I think one of the things about his work that speaks so much to this exhibition is also speaking about Phoenix and what we expect from the area. I think it's really important to highlight the communities that are often overlooked, but have really created a very specific space here in Arizona.
So let's turn now, we're joined by one of the artists. So Estefania Gonzalez, one of the featured artists here. You're from the Midwest, right? But you moved here, it's, I understand, to be in the borderlands as you create your art. What was the motivation there?
So I am from Mexico, and I migrated to the States in the 90s. And growing up in the Midwest was a really interesting experience, living in rural Iowa from a very small town. And so for me, I decided to move down to Arizona because I wanted to be closer to the border so that I can explore concepts and ideas of what it meant to be a Latina woman living in Arizona, thinking about those concepts.
Mm-hmm. So there's sound to this piece. It sort of looks like multimedia, but it's a video we're watching. You're flying through space here. Yeah. It's you in the video. How do you kind of go about this? What's the process?
So the video is about a celestial being that lands in northern Arizona and makes a trek down to southern Arizona. And so my body was in the landscape. A lot of the work was actually filmed in all of these locations. So this is Petrified National Forest. And what I did is I actually had a green screen suit. It's a jumpsuit that was green. So this video includes a lot of green screen work, a lot of rotoscoping as well, which is a technical term that basically involves the subject being removed from the background. And then all of the editing, there's a lot of digital compositing that goes on in here, another technical term. So very, very technical. But yeah, it basically involved taking my body, putting it into the landscape, using the drone to get aerial shots, a lot of video shots, and then just stitching it all together to create the narrative that we're seeing.
So here you are, this celestial being walking along the border wall now. And I mean, obviously there's a message you're trying to send here. Mm-hmm.
The work really is about coming from an outer world, an outer space, and being sent to the South and coming across this border. And also here we start to see that there are glimpses of the trauma and ecocide that is caused by the construction of the border. And so that is what the celestial being is experiencing the traumas, experiencing the ecocide.
It brings up such an interesting perspective, right? Because if you weren't from, you know, this world that we live in, like you would look at something like the border wall and wonder, what is going on?
Yeah, and I think that reflects sort of my upbringing in Iowa and feeling like I felt out of place. And so that's where this idea of the celestial being is from, feeling like I experience things in a different way because of my upbringing. And also, but also I am an immigrant as well. So I have that connection to migrating and the hardships that migrants face.
Estefania Gonzalez, thank you for having me out and showing me this.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
I want to turn back to Lauren for the last bit here. You know, we heard from one of the artists here. We've talked about a little bit of the motivation behind this show. What do you think people are getting out of it? It's been up for a week or so here. It's going to be up for some time longer. What kind of reactions are you hearing?
Well, the very first Saturday it was open, it was sold out, which was wonderful to have an opening day where people were so excited to come see the exhibition. I think whenever we bring in artists who are part of the community, and especially this group who all of them actually graduated from Arizona State University, so all of their professors and their friends, there's a lot of excitement to see work that's made here in the Southwest and based on experiences here in a museum setting. I do notice when I come into the gallery, I see people lingering with the work, taking time to learn about each artist and look at the work. And I think also the mix of medium and material is really exciting for people to see. So it's not all video, it's not all paintings or all sculpture. There's something, a little bit of something for everyone.
Final question for you then, Lauren. I mean, we talked a little bit at the beginning about this goal of yours to sort of, you know, highlight the talent that's here and keep these people here. Do you think that we're at a moment where either things are shifting or growing here, or we have a lot to look forward to in terms of the art that's going to be created in this community?
Absolutely. I think we have a lot of really exciting things to look forward to in the art community here. It's developing and changing every day. And I think in any city and with anyone working in the art field, there is a flux of coming and going. But whenever the community is strong, people stay. So I would say the community is very strong right now.
Lauren O'Connell, thank you so much for having me out and showing me around.
Thank you, Lauren.